Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Busy day, of course. Biden's been spotted in public for the first time in a long time. Didn't say anything, though. Just got into the SUV and drove off. But apparently he's alive, although I'm not so sure it's not just the animatronic Joe Biden on loan from Walt Disney World. I'm not quite sure. I do know, though, that yesterday Kamala Harris slipped big time when she said, Mr. President, I know you're still on the call. She started to say recording and then caught herself and said, call. It was very awkward. It was very, very awkward. And we have the audio for you. I don't think Biden's well. He's going to give a speech tomorrow night, apparently an Oval Office address. Maybe this will be like the scene of the movie of the end of Dave when the president collapses on the stage and they take him off and then, you know, they can tell everybody. Look, I think if Kamala Harris becomes a nominee, and I still have my doubts, but if she does wind up becoming the nominee, doesn't it behoove them to give her the advantage of being the incumbent president? Don't you think that it helps them? If they want to shatter the glass ceiling, then doesn't it just help them shatter the glass ceiling by already having Kamala Harris be president? But there's a reason why they're not doing that, apparently, and that's because Joe Biden hates her, and the Bidens hate her. And that whole little love fest yesterday on the call when she's like, I love you, and he's like, I love you, and I love you, kid, and it was all BS. It was all staged. They didn't want her to be the nominee. Biden was incredibly reluctant about leaving because of her, and it's because he hates her ever since she took him down to that Democrat debate calling him a racist. Also, he doubts she can win. But it didn't matter because the onslaught from Barack Obama and all the other Democrats was so intense that Joe Biden had no choice but to leave the race because they were going to expose him. And just like that New York Post article that came out yesterday, and I talked about this with you on the show yesterday, and just like my theory was proven true again, which is that, yeah, the debate was a setup for sure. It was a setup to get her out of the race, get him out of the race, I should say. They wanted to show everybody that Joe Biden had lost his marbles so that they could make a swap. Sure enough, that's what occurred. And there were physical threats. I don't know if they were actually going to like fight Corn Pop was a bad dude or not, but there were physical and lots of persuasive threats against Joe Biden to get him out of the race. And what do you think that those were about? They were about Hunter Biden and the laptop and everything else. Curious what happens with the Hunter Biden trial now. It's scheduled for September, but I would not be surprised at this point if the trial is delayed. Ultimately, Hunter Biden gets a pardon. I'm sure that that's all been worked out. It's only a question of timing. Now, they may move the trial now because at this point they don't have to use it as leverage to get rid of the old guy. The big guy's leaving, so maybe they'll kick the trial down the road and let Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden on his way out in January. However, given Biden's health, I don't know if Hunter wants to roll the dice on that or not. He may want this to be done very, very soon. So we got to see how that plays out. But don't be surprised if the Department of Justice comes out and says, you know what, we got some scheduling delays and we got to photocopy some more stuff. And so we got to kick the trial down to December, January, and just basically it never happens. It's very possible. It's very possible that that occurs. We'll see. I put nothing past them at this point, but the trial against Joe Biden was always, or Hunter Biden was always about leverage against the big guy. It's what they always had on him. It's why they were able to get him out of the race. Now, Kamala Harris is, as of right now, I think going to lose to Donald Trump. I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know how things are going to change, but I think she's a really bad candidate. But already CNN's starting with the same old stuff. She's got to overcome racism and sexism, racism and sexism. The New York Times even has this amazing piece today. Women have come so far since 2016, but have they come far enough to break the glass ceiling? What that means, of course, is that if you are a man and you don't back Kamala Harris, who's a woman, apparently, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a biologist. Don't quote me on this. But rumor has it she's a woman. I don't know that for a fact. And I'm certainly not going to speak out of turn, considering that I do not have my degree in biology. However, if the rumors are true and she is a woman, I'm told that if you don't back her, that means you're sexist. Now, there's going to be a lot of beta guys out there, beta men. These are weak men who think that they have to be in touch with their feminine side. Very sensitive men that are going to say they're backing her just because they want to see a woman in there for a change. And these guys will have to understand that women actually don't like that. Women like strong men. It's true. It's a true fact. You can say it. I can say it because I'm a strong guy and I don't really care. But it's a true fact. Women do like strong men. Something I talk about with Wilfred Riley a lot. You know, they may say they like sweet, sensitive guys, but that's not really the truth. Certainly not in leadership positions, and certainly not when it comes to electing the president. But you're going to see a lot of guys who come out there to just show how in touch with their feminine side they are, backing Kamala Harris. But then again, those guys would vote Democrat anyway, so I'm not really worried about them. But of course, since they have no record to run on, it's a terrible record. The record that they're going to run on is going to be one on saying you're sexist if you don't back her. It's not because you like the economics or you're happy with the border situation or anything like that. Nothing like that. It's going to be about the fact that you just don't like women. You just don't like women. Now, Joe Biden was on the tarmac as he returned to Washington a few moments ago. He's going to address the nation tomorrow night, as I mentioned to you. I don't really know what he's going to say. But the one thing I think is very obvious here is that he did not want to go. He was forcibly removed. People are calling it a coup. You can call it a coup if you want. You certainly can. A coup would be an accurate word. He was forced out of power. No doubt about it. How does that happen to a president of the United States? It happens because they have stuff on that president that can destroy that president. Bottom line. Otherwise, the president would just stay in. He wouldn't go anywhere. And don't tell me he did it for the good of the nation or blah, blah, blah. He's a stubborn SOB. He's a nasty guy, and he's got a huge ego, obviously. So he only did it because they had something on him. That's the truth. So who knows what he'll say tomorrow night, but I imagine it's going to – this is part of the Biden farewell tour. Is all about when they came up with the terms of him leaving, the golden parachute. It's all about presenting him as a man who rose to the occasion – and showed America that this is bigger than just himself. Don't believe that for a second. It's only because they had a gun to his head, not a proverbial gun to his head, not like they did with Trump, but like a proverbial gun. You know, get out of here, all the stuff about Hunter Biden comes out. Now that he's out, well, the Hunter Biden stuff can go away. Very quietly, it can all just kind of go away, either through a pardon or through the DOJ just delaying the trial or whatever. But ultimately, there has to be a pardon, because if Trump's Justice Department gets in there, they will certainly go after Hunter Biden and maybe the big guy with him. So that's going to have to happen before Joe is out of office, obviously. Here's the audio of Biden a few moments ago on the tarmac. He doesn't say anything, obviously, but he just kind of smiles and laughs with his aviators and just acts like everything's hunky-dory. Take a listen.
Since you dropped out of the race, sir.
How are you feeling about Harris' campaign?
Can Harris beat Trump?
Hey, he's not saying anything. Just smiling. Yep, that's it. He's got nothing. He's got nothing. They don't have a teleprompter for him, so you can't expect them to speak. But apparently he's alive. That's the good news. Or it's an animatronic robot, or it's AI. Now, yesterday, Kamala Harris slipped. Remember the whole thing? We took it for you live a little bit. She had this call with her team, and Biden called in. Well, she accidentally said Joe Biden's voice was a recording. Now, you got to catch it here, because she starts to say, Mr. President, I know you're still on the and then catches herself. All right? So pay attention here. Take a listen.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
On the record.
And we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill.
No, you don't.
We really do. They truly are like family to us.
You don't love Joe and Jill, and Joe and Jill hate you, by the way. They hate you. But isn't that something? Joe, I know you're still on the call. One more time, please, Matt DeSantis. One more time.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
And on the record.
You guys heard it from Doug's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Who does that, by the way, if somebody's on an actual live phone call? Who accidentally slips into saying recording? Huh? Nobody. That's who. Nobody. If it's an actual live call. And why wasn't he on video? Why wasn't he on video for it? I'm curious about that. They did this thing. Tom Elliott pointed this out earlier. There's this guy who does this this work where he figures out if stuff is artificial intelligence or not, and he matched it with the part about Biden speaking about how I know how shocked you all were and blah 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 that we played yesterday for you, and he put it into the artificial intelligence machine, and it came out with a 98% accuracy. That it was, in fact, computer-generated. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I told you yesterday I thought it was artificial intelligence. I thought it was some sort of a computer-generated thing. Well, we certainly now know it was at least a recording. It was not a live phone call with the president. Because who slips and accidentally says, record, ha-ha? I know you're still on the and then has to double back and say call. Nobody. Have you ever done that in your life? Yeah. Have you ever been on the phone with somebody and said, thanks for joining us here on the recording? I mean, the phone call. You've never done that in your life. Because why would you? It's a phone call. It's a Zoom meeting or whatever it is. You've never slipped and went into that. But Kamala Harris is not a bright person, so you can understand why that happens. No, I have no doubts that Joe Biden is in some serious, I mean, he's angry. He's very angry. He was pushed out. It was shoved him aside. They absolutely shoved him aside. I just got a question from somebody. I totally called the Biden swap out. Yes, I did. Do I really think it was planned? Yes, I really do. I think that they no doubt had everything to use against him, and that's what got him out of the race. Remember, the New York Post article yesterday said they would use the 25th Amendment against him. Presidents have the ability to push back on the 25th Amendment. That's not the be-all, end-all that people think it is. It really isn't. And Joe Biden could have beat that, but what he couldn't beat is all the evidence of his corruption from when he was vice president of the United States in Barack Obama's White House dealing with Ukraine and the Ukraine portfolio. And all the times that he went to Ukraine and got richer and got his family's richer, and the time that he went and had the prosecutor fired by threatening to withhold billions of dollars in aid or $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. Obama has all that stuff on Joe Biden, and that's why he didn't want it to run in 2016, because he was worried it would all come out. That's why it was Obama's people in 2020 that came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. As I've said to you on this program so many times over the last couple of years, it wasn't because of Hunter Biden's nudie pics. It was because of Biden's corruption. That's why they all ran into this Russia collusion, Russian disinformation narrative, the 51 former national security hacks, telling you that because they weren't worried about Hunter Biden doing cocaine off a stripper. They were worried about it all coming out that Joe Biden is a corrupt SOB. And that went against the narrative that he was a kind old man hiding in his basement, trying to keep America safe from COVID and mean tweets. So here we are right now, and looking at the poll numbers, it doesn't look good for Kamala Harris starting out, but the money is pouring in. And George Clooney's on board. And all the Democrat power brokers are on board. And the delegates are all on board. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, then, Rich, doesn't that mean she's definitely going to be the nominee? No, not necessarily. Look, Joe Biden was in the exact same place a few weeks ago. Joe Biden had the delegates. Joe Biden had the money. Joe Biden had a lot of people backing him. Not George Clooney. Fair enough. But then suddenly it all ended for him because he was going to lose. If Kamala Harris is going to lose, they didn't do all this just so that they can feel really good about pushing Joe Biden aside. They did all this, pushing Joe Biden aside, so that they could try to win. If she can't win, she's not going to last as the nominee. So I'm still not certain it's going to be Kamala Harris. But if it is Kamala Harris, ask yourself this question. When are they going to have Joe Biden go so that she can be the president? So that the American people can at least say, well, it's not a shock to have a woman president. We already have one. And it's her. If they keep telling us over and over again that there still is this glass ceiling to break, well, then you can make her president. So one of two things will happen. Mark my words on this. One of two things will happen. Option A, Kamala Harris does not end up being the nominee. All right. By the time the convention comes around at the end of August, she's out because of whatever reason. She is the woman president, the first female president. She wants to focus on her job and blah, blah, blah. And that was the deal that they struck. And now they nominate somebody else. Or B, Kamala Harris is the nominee, but she's the president so that she can run as the first female president so that they can go out there and say, see, it's not that bad. But here's a dirty little secret. We're not concerned about having a woman president. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is having Kamala Harris be president. Despite what the media wants to tell you, it's not a matter of people being sexist, and that's why they don't want a woman president. I mean, maybe women feel that way. I don't know. But no, it's that we don't want her. We don't want Kamala Harris. There were a lot of Republicans that backed Nikki Haley in the primary. And if there was a Republican woman running right now, the Republican Party would be behind her. If Haley had gotten the nomination, the Republican Party would be with her. But the media wouldn't. The corporate media would be out there saying that she is not the right person for the job. And if Biden were still running, they'd be backing him. It's not like they would just suddenly drop support of the Democrat for a Republican woman. How many times have we seen this play out? They would bash that person. They'd say she's a self-hating feminist or whatever they come up with. And same thing they do with black Republicans, too. So that whole thing is a game. That's not really true. The racist, sexist, blah, blah, blah. It's all the same talking points that they use all the time. None of it's real. But one of those two things will happen. Kamala Harris will probably wind up becoming president prior to the election. So that the media can go out there and say, you see, it's not that bad. And all those beta guys can run out there and go, I feel so good. It's a woman president, finally what America needs. Aren't we supposed to look at who's best for the job and who would do the best job for America and leave private parts out of it? I mean, I always thought that. And we judge people not on the color of their skin or in their gender, but we figure out who's best for the job. Traditionally, that's the way it should be, of course. It's the way we're told, but only when it's a matter of dealing with the left. When the left has their way, then only race and only sex matter, and nothing else matters after that. And if you're not on board with that, even if you don't like the policies, you're just a bad person. That's how they play it. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams, the smile that you deserve. VanariaDental.com. All right, as we continue, Biden returns to the White House after COVID and dropping out, his big address tomorrow to the nation. Donald Trump talks about the assassination attempt, and the Secret Service director has resigned. But don't worry, Republicans are still demanding answers, and they still intend to get them, even though she has stepped down. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, there are crazy anti-Israel protesters in the rotunda of the United States Capitol building. I don't know if any of them will be charged with disrupting an official proceeding or not, but they are protesting right now as we speak. And the vice president of the United States, the presumptive Democrat nominee, Kamala Harris, will not be meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. She has refused to meet with him. Senator Patty Murray, actually, it's even worse. She's refusing to chair the Congress as the president of the Senate. Part of her official duties as vice president, she's not going. Instead, she's going to speak at a black sorority conference. Senator Patty Murray of Washington, who'd be the next in line to take over and chair, she won't be there either. She's also boycotting the event. So America is telling Israel, hey, listen, we don't really care about hearing from your democratically elected prime minister. We have no interest in hearing from him. We are going to show you how incredibly rude we can be. And this is why anybody who thinks that Pennsylvania's governor has a chance of becoming the VP nominee, he has no chance. It's not going to be Josh Shapiro. There's too much anti-Israel hatred in the Congress, right? In the Democrat Party. There really is. There's just a lot of anti-Israel hatred. And I know the media will spin it as they just don't like Netanyahu. Stop. They don't like Israel. And Josh Shapiro, being Jewish, is going to be a real problem for Democrats. The same crazy college kids who are out there protesting over and over again would never stand for a guy like Josh Shapiro on the ticket. Josh Shapiro supports Israel, and he supports their right to exist and He doesn't like John Fetterperson coming out and saying that we should back Israel, and they're our buddy, they're our friend. You know, policy disagreements with them, but it's a lot different than chanting from the river to the sea. That's not going to fly with the crazy college kids. And it's not going to fly with all the people who are out there, you know, lesbians for Hamas and all the other groups that are marching. So that's rude, to say the least. It's very rude. It's also why Netanyahu's going to meet with Trump, because the Democrats won't meet with the guy. Here's Speaker Mike Johnson, who went after the presumptive Democrat nominee Kamala Harris over her decision to bail on Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking before Congress. Take a listen.
It has never been more important than it is right now for us to stand with our closest ally in the Middle East and our traditional partner in all these things. And it is outrageous to me and inexcusable that, as the leader mentioned, that Kamala Harris is boycotting this this joint session. This is an historic moment. It's an important moment for the country for all the reasons we've said. The gravity of the situation cannot be overstated. And yet, Kamala Harris will abandon her seat. As you all know, as the vice president and as serving as the president of the Senate, she is supposed to be seated next to me at the rostrum. She will not be there because she refuses to attend. She needs to be held accountable for that, and she needs to be asked very searing questions about why. They went down the roster to find out who else would sit in the seat. Senator Patty Murray declined the opportunity as well. She will also boycott the event, skip the speech. They landed on Senator Cardin, who is retiring from the Senate, so has little political risk. The idea that they are making political calculations when our ally is in such dire straits, fighting for its very survival and fighting back against the horrific attack in October, is unconscionable to us. America's relationship with Israel has always been bipartisan, and it should stay that way.
Yeah, but Democrats don't like the Jews right now, so, or ever. So that's where things stand. So Josh Shapiro's out. He's not going to become the VP nod. He's not going to get the nod. No chance about that. The Mark Kelly, though, who is the Arizona senator, there's a lot of talk around him getting it. If Kamala Harris is the nominee, I mean, if she ultimately becomes the nominee, the DNC is moving ahead with their virtual roll call. And as I've explained to you before, if it's going to be anybody but Kamala Harris, that person, they have to first officially be the nominee. So Joe Biden transferring money, it's the Biden-Harris campaign. Okay, as of right now, it's the Biden-Harris campaign. So when Joe Biden dropped out the other night, as long as it's Kamala Harris, they're able to transfer the money. It's her money, too. They raised it as a team, so she can keep that money for the most part. There's lots of other certain money here and there it's questionable. And I actually have a story about that today, about how NPR is basically telling them, just do whatever you got to do and spend it. Worry about the ELEC fines later. Worry about the election law enforcement fines down the road, the FEC fines. But that's for another part of the show. But if it's going to be anybody else, they have to nominate somebody first and then make a change, and then you can transfer the money. So let's assume, theoretically, then it's really not going to be Kamala Harris, and all of this is a ruse right now. Kamala Harris gets the nomination. It's very possible that the Democrats may have decided that Joe Biden, with all of his problems, becoming the nominee may not have happened, that it was a possibility that maybe Democrats would have said no. And they had to push him out to make her the nominee so that they could get an orderly transition. And then they swap her out, and then they do so according to the rules of the DNC, which then would enable another Democrat to get the nod. And then at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago in August, that person is revealed to everybody. And then the DNC has picked that person, and then that person becomes a nominee. So let's say hypothetically Kamala Harris were to turn around and say, all right, I'm president now since Joe Biden has stepped aside, and I'm just going to focus on my job. And the fix is in because they know she's going to lose. So that was a deal that was made. She gets to be the first woman president. Make millions and millions of dollars, write books, be on The View, whatever it is, and ride off into the sunset. But in exchange for that, she's got to back whoever the Democrats pick as the real nominee, whose name has not really been put out there yet, or maybe it has. And then at that point, once that person is formally ratified in August, then all the money from Biden-Harris, or now Harris, can transfer over to that person without running into Federal Election Commission problems. So the fact that they're still moving ahead with the virtual call when they don't need to raises my spidey senses. It raises my spidey senses because they don't need to. Originally, they told us they were doing this because of Ohio, but Ohio remedied the problem for ballot access. So there's no need to do this. So now that it's not Joe Biden, why not just wait till August? Why not just wait till August? And this is what I mean in terms of if you have a nominee now, so they're going to start this process next week, early August, and they expect to have the process wrapped up by August 7th or so. But it could be completed as early. It could actually start even earlier than that. But let's just say for a second, all right? I know she has the pledge support of the delegates. I know that. I know she's got enough delegates to become the nominee. I get that. She'll be the nominee. I understand that point. I'm not arguing that point. She'll be the nominee. But if they do plan to make a change, and I'm still not convinced they won't, she has to be the nominee. It's this exact same scenario outlined for you with Joe Biden. She has to be the nominee first. Otherwise, you can't transfer the money. The only person Joe Biden could have transferred the money to was Kamala Harris because it was the Biden-Harris ticket. So if the power brokers, like if Barack Obama, for example, and the other power brokers don't believe Kamala Harris can win, and they work out some sort of a deal for her to be the first woman president, but to say, I've got to focus on the job and I can't run or whatever the other BS is, then once she is officially the nominee, if they make the change after that, they can transfer the money, all the gobs and gobs of money that they're raising. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could. And if it does, that's how it has to happen in order to follow the rules of the Democrat National Committee. The DNC rules are very specific about what happens if a nominee chooses not to run after they've been nominated. And the FEC rules only allow the transfer of funds if the DNC chooses a new nominee after one has already been nominated and that person drops out. Otherwise, let's just say Kamala Harris were to drop out tomorrow before she's nominated. Then the most amount of money that the Biden-Harris team could give that person would be whatever the federal campaign contribution limits are. $5,000, $7,000, whatever it is. That's it. So the millions and hundreds of millions of dollars would all go to waste. $2,000. You and your spouse, $2,000. So $4,000 per family member. That's it. And then the rest of that money would go nowhere and would just sit there. So again, if that's going to happen, that's how it has to happen. The fact that they're moving ahead with this virtual roll call is kind of surprising to me. I don't know why they're doing it that way. They don't need to, unless they're keeping their options open. The other question is, Marianne Williamson, well, she should see into the future and know that she does not have the support of the delegates. Isn't that her thing? She can see the future?
Yeah, I think so.
So can't she see ahead to August and see herself losing when she tries to battle it out for the nomination? Well, what's the point of being a psychic if you can't see that? Isn't she kind of bad at your job? Just pointing that out. Some Captain Obvious here, Sorry, but no, but so that's strange to me and still makes me think that there's still a game afoot. But the second thing is, either way, I think Kamala Harris winds up becoming president before November. I do. I think either way, whether she becomes the candidate, whether she is, in fact, the candidate on the November ballot or not, I think she'll probably be president because it's either part of the deal to get her out of the way or it's because they're going to give her the advantage by saying we're going to give you the incumbency and let everybody see what it's like to have a woman president. Tony Fabrizio, who is Trump's pollster, put out a memo a short time ago. It's entitled The Harris Honeymoon. And he said, many of you have heard me refer to the upcoming Harris honeymoon that I expect to see in the public polling over the next couple of weeks. As I've explained, the honeymoon will be a manifestation of the wall-to-wall coverage Harris receives from the mainstream media. The coverage will be largely positive and will certainly energize Democrats and some other parts of their coalition, at least in the short term. That means we will start to see public polling, particularly national public polls. And remember my Zioli axiom, ignore national polls. They have no meaning. They have no significance. Ignore national polls and ignore polls of registered voters. They mean nothing. You're going to start to see national polls, he writes, where Harris is gaining or even leading President Trump. Obviously, the situation we find ourselves in today is totally uncharted territory and has no modern historical parallel. But there are some things that haven't changed. Due to the events of the past 2 weeks, including our highly successful convention, President Trump has seen a bump in his numbers in a number of recent public polls. Not surprising, given that most candidates historically receive some type of bump post-convention. Given what has happened over the past couple of days and her impending VP choice, there is no question that Harris will get her bump earlier than the Democrat convention. And that bump is likely to start showing itself over the next few days and will last a while until the race settles back down. The Democrats and the MSM will try and tout these polls as proof that the race has changed, but the fundamentals of the race stay the same. The Democrats deposing one nominee for another does not change voters' discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, the open border, housing costs, and not to mention concern over two foreign wars. Before long, Harris's honeymoon will end, and voters will refocus on her role as Biden's partner and co-pilot. As importantly, voters will also learn about Harris's dangerously liberal record before becoming Biden's partner in creating historic inflation. She cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Relief Act. The flood of illegal immigrants at our southern border, she is Biden's border czar, and migrant crime that is threatening our families and communities. She set illegals free who went on to commit violent crime as district attorney. So while the public polls may change in the short run and she may consolidate a bit more of the Democrat base, Harris can't change who she is or what she's done. Stay tuned. And right on cue from Mediaite, this was published at 2:09 p.m. today. Kamala Harris overtakes Trump in first major poll since Biden exit from the race. It is the Reuters Ipsos poll. And again, it's a national poll. So throw it away. Rip it up. One major question in November's race will be the effect of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent presidential candidate still working on gaining ballot access. And while Kennedy is included in a three-way race in the Ipsos poll, Harris's advantage over Trump climbs 5 points, with Harris getting 42% support and Trump dropping to 38%. Now, I also don't really know, and this is, again, this is not only a national poll, it's also a poll of registered voters. So it's a double loser poll, in my opinion. A, it's national. B, it's a national poll of registered voters. They say 56% of registered voters believe Harris is mentally sharp and able to deal with challenges. This follows Biden exiting the race as allies within his own party raise concerns about stamina and age. Only 22% of voters call Biden mentally sharp. And Trump also lagged behind Harris, scoring 49%. Now, this was a poll of 1,200 adults, more than 1,000 of them registered voters. It's not likely voters and it's a national poll, but ignore it. But the point is, though, you'll hear that echoed in the mainstream media a lot. You're going to hear that echoed a lot. Oh, look, she's already winning. They're going to tell you. Look, she's already beating Trump. She's got the momentum. But smart people in the Democrat Party like James Carville and David Axelrod and others who know the actual polls, I think they'll agree that those polls tell a much different story. It's why I still have my doubts. Not saying it's not going to be Kamala Harris for sure, but I'm really have my doubts that they still may try and pull a fast one on us here. We still may be being gaslit. All right, listen. You know, our family car is the XC90 from Cherry Hill Volvo. I was driving it today, bringing the kids to summer camp, doing my dadly duties in the summer, as you got to do as a dad. I love that car. I really do. I love how fast and stylish it is, and I love that there's plenty of room for the kids and all their friends. And when we go on family vacation, plenty of room for cargo. It's just a great car, and it's super safe, too. You know, it's got all of the ways to keep your family safe on the road, from collision avoidance to lane keeping, blind spot detectors, all of it. It's very important to me because there's a lot of bad drivers out there. And I love the price. Right now is an incredible time to get the Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Our great friends over there who are our studio sponsors. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios every day. And you can enjoy discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. $13,176 off the Volvo XC90. Are you kidding me? It's the biggest SUV they got. It's a beauty, and it is so, so stylish. You will love it. Now, I've had the opportunity to drive pretty much every Volvo they have. I've driven the S-Class. I've driven the XC40, the XC60, the XC90. And I can tell you, whichever one you choose, you're going to have an incredible experience at Cherry Hill Volvo. They also have their 2024 model year sell-down going on right now as well. And since relationships are everything at Cherry Hill Volvo, Judith, Yosef, the entire team pride themselves on always doing the right thing, and they stand with us. They're the only Volvo dealership in our region, and the country for that matter, that is the Talk Radio 1210 WPHE studio sponsor. So I hope you'll show them the same love they show us every day here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And how can you miss out on these incredible savings? Discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90. You want the same family car that we have. Absolutely. You'll love it. And if you want something different, maybe the XC40 or the XC60, two other great SUVs, or the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina, the 2024 model year sell-down is the absolute best time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo. So drive the same car I'm driving these days, the XC90. Only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Of course, you know, listen, I mean, the Democrats are openly, their vitriol against Israel right now is on full display. So that's why Josh Shapiro won't get picked anytime soon to be Kamala Harris's running mate, if in fact it is Kamala Harris. Look, and it may be. I mean, it may end up being Kamala Harris, and there you go. If it does, well, then they're going to give her the leg up, I think, and make her president first. Why not? Doesn't it help? Unless Joe Biden just hates her that much and really just wants to, you know, stick it to her. But my sense is that's also part of the exit package that was worked out, I would think. But again, Biden's hard to predict. I mean, he's a stubborn SOB. Wasn't for the fact they had all the stuff on him, I would say he would still be in the race. But the reason why I made the prediction I did back in October is that they have the goods. So, but that debate was definitely a setup, and that New York Post story confirms that. Confirms what we all know. The debate was a setup to get Joe Biden exposed, that it was not a cheap fake. This guy's really lost it, and let America see that so they could, you know, shove him out and shove him aside. And that's how it is. This is an amazing story, though, from the Wall Street Journal. How an 81-year-old Joe Biden, how the bet on him turned into an epic miscalculation. And voters thought that the faltering president was too old, but allies looked the other way. Advisors defended his abilities, and the Democratic Party boxed out other candidates. And you know who was at the very epicenter of all that? Kamala Harris was out there telling us over and over again, Joe Biden had it all together. Joe Biden was good as gold, right as rain. Best Joe Biden she's ever seen. She was on almost every show telling everybody who she possibly could. Telling everybody who would listen that Joe Biden was great. He was doing a fantastic job, and he had all his mental faculties together. So if you are a Democrat delegate, I know that she's racked up the delegates, and I understand that point, but delegates are all party insiders. But if you're a Democrat voter, aren't you angry at that you were so gaslit this entire time, and that she was one of the people gaslighting you and telling you that Joe Biden was fine? They boxed out potential challengers. They boxed out potential challengers, and they had an absolutely closed primary. The party that's always screaming about democracy had an absolute closed primary. They wouldn't allow any real competition. Now, there's a story out there today that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering supporting Donald Trump for president, and that he may even get a job in his administration. I hope it's true. I hope he does. I think he should. I think he should drop his kooky running mate, who's a lefty, and he should back Trump, and he should go on the campaign trail and be a surrogate for him. And he should go out there and explain to everybody that if you go with Kamala Harris and the Democrats, whoever the Democrat is, you're going to get more wars. They are the party of wars, and that's what it's going to be. And if you don't want war, you should vote for Donald Trump. And I think Bobby Kennedy could go a long way towards helping with that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that actually does occur, you know, if the stories are true, and he should. You know, if he's out of the race and backing Trump, then whatever third party support he has goes to Trump without question. I've never really thought that he was going to. There are a lot of young people out there that don't like Trump and they didn't like Biden. They were going to go with Kennedy. But if he's going with Trump and they have to make a choice, and if one of their major issues is I don't want any more wars, and Kennedy can make that point and be very articulate about that point, then that's going to be a big help to Trump. No question about it. No question about it. It will change the race in a big, big way, particularly because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on the ballot in a state, take Michigan, for example, in a state like Michigan. Now, the reason why Kamala Harris won't pick Josh Shapiro is because he's Jewish. He's Jewish, and that will not help her in Michigan. Where are all these college protests taking place? In places like Michigan, for example, and Pennsylvania, too, but mostly out there, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. Those have been the epicenter of the anti-Israel protests. College kids who are very, very angry. They want to see Israel, I mean, you know, let's say it, river to the sea. You know what that means. There's no way they could go for Josh Shapiro. But Kamala Harris is vetting him, you know, for optics purposes. She's vetting him. She won't pick him, but that's what she's vetting. Now, somebody made a great point about Shapiro, which is, doesn't he want to run in 28? And doesn't he want to see the Democrats lose now? I wonder how many other Democrats feel that way with national ambition, that they're hoping that this ticket goes down. Because if they get Trump, they're stuck with Trump for 4 years. But then it's an open seat in 28 because Trump can't run for a third term. I know he's going to be a dictator for life and he's going to chain himself to the desk and never leave. I mean, I get that. But besides that, he can't run again. So it will be an open seat. And Democrats may like that those odds better. Kamala Harris is not very well liked in the Democrat Party. Newsflash, she's not very well liked. She has a horrible reputation. There's this Axios piece that I'll share with you in the next hour going on about how brutal she is to work for. And she's crazy. I mean, she is. She's nuts. They actually had to do a rehearsal of a dinner because she had too much anxiety about the dinner. So they had to run through a freaking dinner. And she apparently chewed out her one-time chief of staff. You know her as the White House Fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre. Chewed her out. I'm telling you, it's like a real life episode of Veep. And that's what we're living in right now. But she's not well liked and she's not popular. And I think there's a lot of Democrats that would like to see her lose so that they could have a chance to run in 28. So don't discount that either. All right, we got a big hour coming up straight ahead for you. There's breaking news all around as Kamala Harris is eyeing battleground state Democrats for VP. My guess is it'll be Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, the former astronaut. He's a big anti-gun guy, as you know, but he's got combat experience, and it seems like, you know, boring, generic white guy, something that James Carville said the Democrats have to pick. The only question is, will it be Mark Kelly as VP, or will it ultimately be Mark Kelly as the Democrat nominee? I mean, think about it. If she picks him, it makes it very seamless, if she does decide to bow out, to just focus on her duties as the first female president. It's possible. I'm not really making that prediction. I kind of am, but I'm kind of not, because it's a little fuzzy right now. But if scenario A happens, which is that they nominate her and they nominate her running mate, and let's say it's Mark Kelly, and then Biden steps aside and then she becomes president and that's part of the package to get rid of her. And then Mark Kelly becomes the guy and nobody's angry because it was her with her blessing. And then they can transfer the money easily and there's no issues and there's no problems and everything's hunky-dory. I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. I would not be shocked if that occurs. But again, it has to be on her terms because she does have the support of the delegates and she has the support of the party right now, at least for optics purposes. And it's always been the Kamala Harris problem. How do you shove her aside? You can't. But she's going to lose. I mean, she's not going to beat Donald Trump. She can't. And they know that. And so the very same people that are calling all the strings here, pulling all the strings, I should say, they know that too. And they didn't do all this with Joe Biden just to lose. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Of course, you know, listen, I mean, the Democrats are openly, their vitriol against Israel right now is on full display. So that's why Josh Shapiro won't get picked anytime soon to be Kamala Harris's running mate, if in fact it is Kamala Harris. Look, and it may be. I mean, it may end up being Kamala Harris, and there you go. If it does, well, then they're going to give her the leg up, I think, and make her president first. Why not? Doesn't it help? Unless Joe Biden just hates her that much and really just wants to, you know, stick it to her. But my sense is that's also part of the exit package that was worked out, I would think. But again, Biden's hard to predict. I mean, he's a stubborn SOB. Wasn't for the fact they had all the stuff on him, I would say he would still be in the race. But the reason why I made the prediction I did back in October is that they have the goods. So, but that debate was definitely a setup, and that New York Post story confirms that, confirms what we all know. The debate was a setup to get Joe Biden exposed, that it was not a cheap fake. This guy's really lost it, and let America see that so they could, you know, shove him out and shove him aside, and that's how it is. This is an amazing story, though, from the Wall Street Journal, how an 81-year-old Joe Biden, how the bet on him turned into an epic miscalculation. And voters thought that the faltering president was too old, but allies looked the other way. Advisors defended his abilities, and the Democratic Party boxed out other candidates. And you know who was at the very epicenter of all that? Kamala Harris was out there telling us over and over again, Joe Biden had it all together. Joe Biden was good as gold, right as rain. Best Joe Biden she's ever seen. She was on almost every show telling everybody who she possibly could. Telling everybody who would listen that Joe Biden was great. He was doing a fantastic job, and he had all his mental faculties together. So if you are a Democrat delegate, I know that she's racked up the delegates, and I understand that point, but delegates are all party insiders. But if you're a Democrat voter, aren't you angry at that, that you were so gaslit this entire time and that she was one of the people gaslighting you and telling you that Joe Biden was fine? They boxed out potential challengers. They boxed out potential challengers, and they had an absolutely closed primary. The party that's always screaming about democracy had an absolute closed primary. They wouldn't allow any real competition. Now, there's a story out there today that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is considering supporting Donald Trump for president, and that he may even get a job in his administration. I hope it's true. I hope he does. I think he should. I think he should drop his kooky running mate, who's a lefty, and he should back Trump, and he should go on the campaign trail and be a surrogate for him. And he should go out there and explain to everybody that if you go with Kamala Harris and the Democrats, whoever the Democrat is, you're going to get more wars. They are the party of wars, and that's what it's going to be. And if you don't want war, you should vote for Donald Trump. And I think Bobby Kennedy could go a long way towards helping with that. So I wouldn't be surprised if that actually does occur, you know, if the stories are true, and he should. You know, if he's out of the race and backing Trump, then whatever third party support he has goes to Trump without question. I've never really thought that he was going to. There are a lot of young people out there that don't like Trump and they didn't like Biden. They were going to go with Kennedy. But if he's going with Trump and they have to make a choice, and if one of their major issues is I don't want any more wars, and Kennedy can make that point and be very articulate about that point, then that's going to be a big help to Trump. No question about it. No question about it. It will change the race in a big, big way, particularly because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on the ballot in a state, take Michigan, for example, in a state like Michigan. Now, the reason why Kamala Harris won't pick Josh Shapiro is because he's Jewish. He's Jewish, and that will not help her in Michigan. Where are all these college protests taking place? In places like Michigan, for example. And Pennsylvania, too, but mostly out there, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, those have been the epicenter of the anti-Israel protests. College kids who are very, very angry. They want to see Israel, let's say it, river to the sea. You know what that means. There's no way they could go for Josh Shapiro. But Kamala Harris is vetting him, you know, for optics purposes. She's vetting him. She won't pick him, but that's what she's vetting. Now, somebody made a great point about Shapiro, which is, doesn't he want to run in 28? And doesn't he want to see the Democrats lose now? I wonder how many other Democrats feel that way, with national ambition, that they're hoping that this ticket goes down. Because if they get Trump, they're stuck with Trump for 4 years, but then it's an open seat in 28. Because Trump can't run for a third term. I know he's going to be a dictator for life and he's going to chain himself to the desk and never leave. I mean, I get that. But besides that, he can't run again. So it will be an open seat. And Democrats may like those odds better. Kamala Harris is not very well liked in the Democrat Party. Newsflash. She's not very well liked. She has a horrible reputation. There's this Axios piece that I'll share with you in the next hour going on about how brutal she is to work for. And she's crazy. I mean, she is. She's nuts. They actually had to do a rehearsal of a dinner because she had too much anxiety about the dinner. So they had to run through a freaking dinner. And she apparently chewed out her one-time chief of staff. You know her as the White House Fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre. Chewed her out. I'm telling you, it's like a real-life episode of Veep. And that's what we're living in right now. But she's not well liked, and she's not popular. And I think there's a lot of Democrats that would like to see her lose so that they could have a chance to run in 28. So don't discount that either. All right, we got a big hour coming up straight ahead for you. There's breaking news all around as Kamala Harris is eyeing battleground state Democrats for VP. My guess is it'll be Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, the former astronaut. He's a big anti-gun guy, as you know, but he's got combat experience, and it seems like, you know, boring, generic white guy, something that James Carville said the Democrats have to pick. The only question is, will it be Mark Kelly as VP, or will it ultimately be Mark Kelly as the Democrat nominee? I mean, think about it. If she picks him, it makes it very seamless, if she does decide to bow out, to just focus on her duties as the first female president. It's possible. I'm not really making that prediction. I kind of am, but I'm kind of not, because it's a little fuzzy right now. But if scenario A happens, which is that they nominate her and they nominate her running mate, let's say it's Mark Kelly, and then Biden steps aside and then she becomes president, and that's part of the package to get rid of her, and then Mark Kelly becomes the guy, and nobody's angry because it was her with her blessing. And then they can transfer the money easily, and there's no issues, and there's no problems, and everything's hunky-dory. I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. I would not be shocked if that occurs. But again, it has to be on her terms, because she does have the support of the delegates, and she has the support of the party right now, at least for optics purposes. And it's always been the Kamala Harris problem. How do you shove her aside? You can't. But she's going to lose. I mean, she's not going to beat Donald Trump. She can't, and they know that. And so the very same people that are calling all the strings here, pulling all the strings, I should say, they know that too. And they didn't do all this with Joe Biden just to lose. All right, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.